Dave, it's me, Dave. I know you want to shimmy in the sun with all your friends, but right now, seriously, don't. Hang out from home, where pants are optional. You can do it for America.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's Pastoral Down.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Miranda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
It is a Tuesday night, Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, as we record this edition of Chair Shot Radio. I tell everybody it's Tuesday because you wouldn't know if it was Tuesday or Friday or Monday or Sunday or even Thursday. It's just no way of knowing anymore. They all run together. They're all the same. Every day is like the one before it, like the one after it. And we don't know when it's going to stop. So, you know, I'd play the It's Going to Be May soundbite, but I don't have an It's Going to Be July or an It's Going to Be August. So we'll just hope for the best. My name is Greg DeMarco. This is Chair Shot Radio. Chair Shot Radio was brought to you as part of the Chair Shot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What website is that? Oh, that is
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
One more time.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Head on over to TheChairShot.com for all your hardest hitting wrestling news, reviews, opinions, and analysis, all done with the attitude that you've come to know and love. Lots of great podcasts like Chair Shot Radio, like the Hashtag Miranda Show, like Bandwagon Nerds, Pod is War, Outsider's Edge, Badlands, Mount Rushmore's, so many more, including the return of the Greg DeMarco Show. We will talk about that later in the show, however, because we got stuff to do, and that means we need people to join us, and the first one up to do that is the Wrestling Realist himself. It's at WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in Realist, and there is one in Patrick for the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd.
FABULOUS.
What's up, man?
Just recording a podcast, you know.
Nothing big.
Just a podcast.
Real quick, did you? Oh no, today's Tuesday. You talked about all the days blending together.
Right.
I forgot today was Tuesday. I thought today was Monday.
Well, nope, that'd be yesterday.
Here's why, though.
Maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, but I'll give. I do have a little bit of a small excuse, and feel free to mock it for what it is. Yesterday was a state holiday in Massachusetts. It was Patriots Day.
Yeah, like one person tried to run the Boston Marathon. I saw that. So
No shit. Good for them. I didn't even see that.
Good for them. They still, like, ran the route or something like that. If they're the only person, they could definitely social distance. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, I just know that I didn't have to make that long 3-second commute to the old chair at the desk, spend some quality time, thought today was Monday, and got all indignant when I was like, why is Bandwagon Nerds dropping today? Mm-hmm. So, I'll own that.
Even though yesterday when we were texting about me receiving the file, you were fine about it, so it was just a
today
thing.
Dawn on me. Thought it didn't click.
On that note, she is the queen of soft style, and you can find her on Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. There is an I in Miranda. It's the queen of soft style, the Twitterless heroine, Miranda Morales.
Speaking of things that don't make sense, hi, how are you? I'm here.
Are you saying you don't make sense? Is that what it is? Because
Yes, exactly.
That's later. That's the second shit.
You know what? That still seeps in through here as well, you know?
That's true. It's true. It's very, very true.
I don't understand your little special inside jokes.
It's not an inside joke at all.
Your little Miranda show illusions.
Illusions?
Hey, that's with an A, not with an I. Sorry. I had an English degree. I use big words.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness.
Is that an East Coast thing? Because out on the West Coast, we just don't. Mm-mm.
We just don't care.
Ain't no time for that.
You don't even know what time it really is out there. You think that.
No, it's 8:09 p.m. Yeah, it's 8:09 p.m. We know exactly what time it is. We have cell phones with clocks. We have computers
in
with
fantasy
clocks.
Land.
I have a microwave with a clock. I have an oven with a clock. Yeah.
Is it me or like anyone have real big urges to go to Disney? I haven't been to Disney in like years and I feel really upset that I didn't take this opportunity before, you know, everything happened to go and experience it.
Right. I got to do that.
I went at Christmas and I want to go back. So yeah.
I hate you both. Well then, there you go. Keep rubbing it.
You don't hate us both, but I mean, I feel like I'm trolling Miranda a little bit today, and so I'm just gonna rub. I mean, I got to ride the new Star Wars ride on the day open.
Some bad news.
And you didn't. Is really like you didn't. So that's just too bad.
Now you know it's Tuesday because Patrick just gets to roast me.
I very rarely roast you. Stop that.
I know, because yesterday was a holiday. So we're just going to.
It's Patriots Day.
It's a special occasion. Yeah, Patriots Day. We just keep on rolling.
Greg's usually so busy roasting me and I'm whining about it that's the tenor of the show and we all know it.
That's the heart. It's the heart of the show.
I came to.
Okay.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to.
All right, so we are in the week six. Week six of the coronavirus. Things are going crazy. It hurts. It hurts so bad. Are we halfway through? Are we a quarter of the way through? Who knows? We have no idea. No idea whatsoever. If you guys haven't heard it before, that was a good friend Dave Bautista at the top of the show.
Dave, it's me, Dave. I know you want to shimmy in the sun with all your friends, but right now, seriously, don't. Hang out from home. Where pants are optional. You can do it for America.
If you haven't seen that, go find it. It's really funny, actually. Dave shimmying at the pool is just fantastic. Good old Dave. Dave's always good for some content, and we do appreciate that. So, yeah, it's coronavirus. We're still doing the same old shit, and here we are. And that's actually, we'll talk more about that unless she changes all the plans on the hashtag Miranda Show, which, you know, she might do. She's done it before. She'll do it again. Who knows? But I do want to provide you guys with an actual update. As you guys know, a few months ago, came on these airwaves and had a conversation about shifting content over from thechairshot.com over to eWrestling News. And we're working closely with the eWrestling News. And in the effort of transparency, you know me, I'm not the most diplomatic person sometimes. I just do whatever. It didn't work. It didn't work out very well. Didn't like it. You know, I won't say that there weren't that there were promises that weren't met, but there were promises that weren't met. And we've decided to shift all the content back. Where?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Now, we had been still posting certain content over at TheChairShot.com, but now it's all coming back. And what's funny is that when I posed the suggestion, every single person was like, yep, I want to come back. Like, they didn't like it. So, yeah, just you know, it is what it is. For you podcast listeners, nothing really changes, especially those of you listening on the wonderful places like iTunes, Google Play, or Apple Podcasts. iTunes, it's such an old reference nowadays. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and so many more. Like, subscribe, share the podcast there. But that's, you're still going to get them there. You're still going to see them over at thechairshot.com and all of that. Still got our distribution partners in Raja.com. Might still use eWrestlingNews.com for some distribution. We've been talking about that, exchanging some emails today. We shall see. But what's important is that the content will live where it belongs over at thechairshot.com. And honestly, that's where it fits. That was a big thing, too. It just didn't fit over there. It didn't fit the style, the website, everything. So the voice just wasn't the same. And everyone felt that way. So, yeah. No hard feelings, but that's where we're going. So I want to provide everybody with that update. Yeah. You know, do what we can.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have to mention eWrestling News on the...
You sure don't?
One less plug.
Right.
I struggle enough to get a plug in on time. Like,
yeah.
We had to write it in the rundown. It's in the Bandwagon Nerds rundown. Break. Because I never introduced the show.
Well, I mean, you guys saw the email I sent you today. I have all the breaks planned and everything. Look, if Miranda doesn't want to, she doesn't have to do the t-shirt spot. I can just do this.
Viva la raza!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the queen of soft style herself.
Not going to let her off that easy, though. That's for the Greg DeMarco show. The solo effort that I needed to record certain things for so that I didn't have to do them all. And, yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's the first time I've heard that.
I mean, you were there. So, well, you should listen to the Greg DeMarco show.
I should listen to it. That also indicates that I did not listen to your show this week.
It just released it this morning, so, you know, it's okay.
Well, then I still have plenty of time.
You sure do. It's going to live in infamy forever. Great interview with OG Kevin Gill. We were going to get to that at the end of the show. I've got it planned in to promote podcast things because we've got some other stuff to do. And, in fact, looking at the rundown right now, Miranda... I think it's time to tell. You know what? Let's switch things up a little bit. Let's talk about our good friends over at PowerSlam.tv. PowerSlam.tv, you can get all kinds of wrestling content, right? While you're wearing your Chair Shot t-shirt that Miranda's going to talk to you about later, after we discuss the primary topic, you can sit there all comfy in your soft style t-shirt, watch some wrestling at PowerSlam.tv, and you can do it for free, at least for the first month, with the promo code CHAIRSHOT. That's PowerSlam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Check it out.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on PowerSlam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at PowerSlam.tv.
Over 150 of your favorite wrestling promotions and Combat Zone Wrestling over at PowerSlam.tv. It's PowerSlam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, PowerSlam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. You know what? Let's get into it. That theme song is, of course, representation of the current reigning, defending, undisputed WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. He's literally in his, like, what, second reign as WWE champion? So we're going to talk about him. A couple questions about Drew McIntyre. We'll see where it goes. Just a little side note. 15 minutes into the show. We're only 4.5 minutes, really 4 minutes when I started this off schedule. Not too bad, if I do say so myself. Knowing us, 4 minutes is nothing. Drew McIntyre, WWE champion. It's only been a couple weeks into his reign. It's not the full roster there. Down in Orlando. But, you know, we're a wrestling podcast. We're going to talk about things like this. What do you think of the reign so far? How are they doing? How's it projecting? We're going to talk all things Drew McIntyre. Patrick, thoughts on the champ?
I like the champ. I like that you alluded to the point that he's only been champ for a few weeks. And I think that they're trying to book him pretty strong. And they're trying to make him, they're trying to build him as every bit of, you know, worth the quick victory that he, you know, the quick work that he made of Brock Lesnar. And I think they found the perfect sort of foils for him to do it against in a way to kind of build him up. And it seems like everybody might be the right answer. You know, clapbacks to Zelina Vega, notwithstanding, which, by the way, love that it's a video on Twitter that she put up and think it's hilarious. But, you know, you've got everybody from them, her folks, to Seth Rollins. Talking some shit and talking about how he's going to be after, you know, Money in the Bank's a perfect way. You know, just thinking about this in general, perfect follow-up to WrestleMania for somebody like a Drew McIntyre, because literally everybody's gunning for the new guy, and it feels like he's a big deal, and it gives it a real opportunity to kind of build him in a way that's different than what we're used to. So the marinating is going pretty well on my end. I like it. I like that he's getting to showcase his ability to talk and do it well. At least in my opinion, he's doing it well. And keep it coming, I guess, for me on the Drew McIntyre front.
Miranda?
I was a fan of this right from the second it started. I wasn't necessarily a big fan of the match itself with Brock, but I thought it was the right decision. I was kind of surprised at first that they were going to move the belt at this time to Drew. But this is the one thing I think a lot of fans have been wanting for just a long time now, to have them really build up talent and have, you know, more of a sustainable future and a champion that's been consistent. Now, again, Brock was more active on TV this year than he had in previous years. But I think that only actually helps Drew's case, because he was the one to beat Brock Lesnar in such quick fashion. So that just that beginning suited him really well. On the flip side, though, I wasn't a huge fan of his first title defense against Big Show, or his first match as champion against the Big Show, just because that to me wasn't, you know, almost fell in the opposite direction. And with Big Show, you don't look at him as a threat anymore. You just look at him as, you know, someone who's been with the company for a long time. Yes, he's kind of a gatekeeper, but he's also probably there to, you know, somehow promote his new show on Netflix. So you kind of knew there was some weird cross promotion happening, and I don't know if that was the right person to do it with. But in hindsight, now looking at everything that's happened with other matches he had, like with Angel Garza too, you're throwing him kind of a hodgepodge of competitors and almost seeing that he can defeat anybody, you know, regardless of style, regardless of size and strength, which to me shows a lot of versatility as a champion and shows him as a big threat, that no matter what you throw his way, he can defeat them. And so that in hindsight makes more sense to me now. And I don't know if that was their intention, but that's how I'm receiving it. And I like it. I like it a lot. I do think that now that challenge with Brock is over, Seth is going to be his biggest challenge. And I think it's really going to help define his championship reign, defeating one of the best in the industry now, multi-time champion, another person who beat Brock Lesnar. So, and I think Seth's really positioning himself well as a heel where fans really just want to support Drew, regardless of just him being a good wrestler and a talented wrestler, but also as a face too. I think that this is just a really good opportunity for him. And I really like the way that they've set things up so far. So I've been thrilled with Drew as champion.
So many things. First of all, Seth Rollins is a heel. There should be a mandate, like, never, ever, 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 ever allow Seth Rollins to turn face again. Like, just don't do it. And if you do, don't change him. Like that's the thing. Like, when he became a babyface, he became a babyface. Like, he didn't, you know, Kevin Owens is still Kevin Owens, whether he's face or heel. Like, Seth Rollins completely changed when he came became a babyface, and that's what sucked.
Johnny Idiot Face.
I need the evil Seth Rollins no matter what. That's a side note, though, Drew McIntyre. The Big Show match
Johnny
was
Idiot
weird.
Johnny Idiot Face always makes me smile.
Johnny Idiot Face.
It's, you know, just every time. It's funny.
It's funny because
such
when you go,
good shit. That's
when you go in order of the sound bites, it goes,
Johnny Idiot Face.
It's just weird how things work sometimes. Like, it's just funny how the alphabet goes. But I digress. The big thing, though, about the Big Show match is where I wanted to go. That was so weird that they did that after WrestleMania. I think what happened was they actually recorded Raw after Mania before Mania. So it was Raw before Mania. And they realized, oh, we want to do this. And so they had to do it at WrestleMania. So, you know, it's weird times. I think in any other time frame, any other world, that match would have happened at Raw after Mania. And it would have been fine and whatever. It's the Big Show. Like Miranda said, he's not a threat whatsoever.
Well, but Miranda also described him in a way that I would say is pretty accurate. You talked about using the term gatekeeper. He's one of those that, you know, he's not going to win, but he's a credible threat. And I know you said you don't think he's credible, but I put him in the same boat as like Kane. Like, you could for the longest time, you could throw Kane out and it was like, okay, Kane is this tough, you know, he's former champion. He's a huge dude. He's a legitimate threat, but he's not a legitimate threat. Like, you know, he's a super jobber to the stars. Lack of a better way to describe
Mark Henry retired, so we need Big Show.
Yeah,
Yeah, and even then, I would put Mark Henry as more of a credible threat. I mean, I guess you could say he's a threat, but like truly,
I kind of tend to agree.
I think it's a pretty similar comp between the two.
I mean, like, similar, I'm going to say Mark Henry's up for a way, you know.
For like, what, his 2 years of Hall of Pain? Like I guess we can argue about Mark Henry. I see Mark Henry in a different light than all of you. How's that? I look at the, you know, the very lengthy time of couldn't figure out my shit to, you know, his end with his Silverback/Hall of Pain career that – you know, he had like one great promo against John Cena and everybody lost their mind because it was a great promo.
It wasn't even a great promo. Like, it wasn't even.
It wasn't.
But it was like. Promo was good. The execution wasn't very good.
And made, you know, the color salmon, like, that's menacing. When you can make a salmon suit look menacing, you've done your job. Like, that's some hard shit to do.
Yeah. 3-6, my yeah. Whoa.
This is the part of the theme we never heard.
Right.
But it's on the WWE's official WWE music page.
Wow.
Get to the good stuff.
I'm putting that on my Spotify list right now.
All right, you're good. I'll record it and give it to you so you can be your ringtone.
So... basically, can we get Mark Henry out of retirement so that Drew McIntyre can be?
Yes, I would love to see Mark Henry versus Drew McIntyre. Shut up and take my money right now. Like, Extreme Rules. Mark Henry, Drew McIntyre. Somebody gonna get the ass kicked.
And yeah, Mark Henry.
That's okay though. Not until after he inducts Drew McIntyre into the Hall of Pain. Look.
But no, it's exactly the point. point that Patrick was making, though, too. You know, we hear that and be like, oh, that'd be a good match, but Drew's winning. Like, there's no
part. But, yeah, but I mean, we just had clearly Goldberg. It got
at least, if there were still buys, there were at least two buys in the room.
Right.
With that match. Because the two of you, like, both of you did, like, little mark out girly faces. You were like, oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, stop taking credit. I'm the one who said Mark Henry, not you. So let's...
I said book the match.
You did say book the match. You're right. All right.
Yeah, fine, don't even.
Johnny Idiot Face.
Yeah, Greg DeMarco, Johnny Idiot Face.
You're welcome.
This is my yard now.
Anyway. Mark Henry versus Drew McIntyre. I want to see it. Extreme Rules. Make it happen. Book it. Book it. I love the match. It's the match you didn't know you wanted to see, and now you want to see it courtesy of Chair Shot Radio. So
read Greg DeMarco's full article on the Chair Shot.
Hell yes! Sign up.
Fantasy booking. Nick will also book Drew McIntyre versus Aquaman.
Yes. Is that what you're going to make me book? So yes. Someone listened to that recently. I got a message about it yesterday. Someone was like, oh my God, that was hilarious. I can't believe you made that into Fantastic Man. Like, that's literally what was said about the fantasy booking you made me do a few weeks ago.
Did we ever tell Patrick how we fantasy booked him?
No.
I don't want to know.
Okay. He wrestled Seth Rollins, didn't he?
Yeah, he wrestled Seth Rollins.
Ironically enough.
Oh, nice.
Johnny Idiot Face.
Yeah, no, not nice. He stepped on your foot, curb stomped you, and you were done. Because you stand no chance.
Oh, I'm sure it was a quick match.
Yes, shortest match on the card. Yeah, shortest match on the card, by far.
I still thanked him after the match and shook his hand and the rest of the backstage.
On Facebook, yeah. You thanked him on social media and everybody got mad.
No, I didn't do that. I don't do that.
Good.
I'm not that guy.
That's right.
Old school. Patrick is old school.
What would Adam Pearce think?
Nice try, though.
But... So anyway, since that match isn't going to happen now, and I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed, because look, if Goldberg can come back and wrestle, and you know Hogan wants to come back and wrestle, give me Mark Henry, give me Mark Henry versus anybody. Like, I wouldn't care if they sacrifice somebody to Mark Henry just so he could lose to Drew McIntyre. Like, I wouldn't complain like people complained about Goldberg. Make it happen. Who knew that we were going to talk about Mark Henry on this show? I sure as hell didn't. So, strong start for Drew McIntyre, but let's flip things around, because, you know, this is what wrestling podcasts are supposed to do. They're supposed to complain. Any concerns about McIntyre so far? Because I got him.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to hear what your concerns are first, Greg, to be honest.
Sure.
It's early enough for me to where I'm not, like, hitting any sort of panic buttons necessarily, given where we are in the uncertain times that we are filming in.
Right. The only, like, what immediately struck me about Drew McIntyre was he won the championship, and now he's cracking jokes in his promos. And he's posing, he's doing the Tranquilo pose like he did on Raw this week, and he's tweeting at Shawn Michaels. Like, listen to Bruce Pritchard talk about Diesel. And how badly the Diesel reign went when they started having fun with Diesel. When Diesel started being, you know, stopped being Diesel, basically. And we all wanted Drew McIntyre to win. And there are reasons why we wanted Drew McIntyre to win. So don't change Drew McIntyre now that he's won. And that's what I feel like we're doing a little bit. Like, now he's joking and he's not as serious anymore. Like, this was the locker room leader. This was the guy who was pumping everyone up, saying they don't want it bad enough, whatever. Now he's like buddy-buddy with it. It just doesn't work for me. And it's not the Drew McIntyre that I wanted to see. Now, when things get serious with Seth Rollins, maybe he'll get serious again, and I'm down for it. I'm not saying that it's over and done with at this point, and, you know, two episodes of Raw in, and now I'm done. No, but I see that, and it immediately reminded me of Diesel. And now Diesel, we weren't all begging for to be world champion. He wanted a house show in Madison Square Garden. But when Diesel became world champion, we were like, oh, shit, Diesel, okay. And it just, you know... Then we started learning about his basketball career, and his real name's Kevin Nash, and they did all these things that WWF at the time wouldn't ever do. And with Drew McIntyre, I'm like, you know, show me the perseverance. Show me, hell, you've used footage from TNA before. Show me some TNA footage and do something and do that. But I want him to keep being a badass fighter, not like, you know, I'm going to laugh and crack jokes at you. in the ring, dude is fantastic. Like, he is just so good, and he can go with anybody. In the ring, I feel like we're booking, it's very much Paul Heyman. Like, he's a world beater. You know, a lot of people, I've seen reactions online that they've already sacrificed Zelina Vega stable by having them get, you know, all lose to one guy. Maybe they have. But here's the thing. We don't know why that stable exists. That stable may exist for that reason, and we don't know. It's really my biggest concern, though, is that I'm just concerned they're going to change him and move him from away from being the guy that everybody wanted to be champion.
I guess I wasn't one of those people because I'm entertained, so I guess I'm okay with it. Like, it doesn't bug me. Like, I may have liked the tweeting at Shawn Michaels, like, on Twitter. Like, just saying, like, what's wrong with you, Greg? It's funny, damn it.
Yeah. Well,
no, you like what you like. You like what you like, sweetheart. You do. You like whatever you like. Whatever.
I like tag team wrestling. See where that's right. Got me?
See where that's gotten you. Exactly. No, I and the thing is, like, comparing him to Diesel, Diesel is you know, Diesel stuff took place in 1997 or 1995. So, and it's, you know, 2020. So it's a very different time frame.
But you bring up a good point, because all the buildup to WrestleMania and that beautiful promo that they filmed that showed Drew, you know, quote unquote, training out in Scotland, like, that was just cinematic and it was beautiful and it was tough. I mean, you saw this incredibly tough guy just, you know, using the environment around him to train, and it really built him up to be someone that you could really feel could defeat Brock Lesnar. And you're going from defeating the toughest person in the industry. And yeah, I can see some elements of him kind of lightening up, and maybe it's this essence of, okay, I don't have, you know, there's no one that can beat me. So it's maybe also an air of arrogance, but I wish if you're going to pull that, just pull it as pure arrogance and not, you know, I could see elements of it being comical that are a little borderline, but not honestly anything that super concerns me. But you really hit a high mark in your career winning the belt. Like, I think it's just very difficult and challenging to keep that momentum rolling in a time when you're very limited on resources and filming. I think, speaking of that, the only concern I have is what happens when he runs through everyone. I mean, you mentioned that. You know, he already went through Zelina's Vegas stable, and that's just in the weeks that it's existed. And I don't know if there's anyone else on the roster outside of Seth Rollins right now that they're building up that I could see when he beats, feeling like, okay, that was a really, even though they're good matches, something that really radiates, you know, a championship type of vibe. And you know, I think that they're going to start running out of people soon, even though they can keep this running with Seth Rollins for a while. You know,
I know Patrick wants to talk so bad. I can see it. I can see it.
Let's pump the brakes here on this idea. Why do we have to immediately go to when people lose, they're done and dead in the water and done like dinner, especially when you're put into the ring and in the same space as the world champion. And I'm not saying this about you, Miranda, in general. This is more of a general gripe. Greg's heard it before. He's been champ for a couple weeks. He just won it out of nowhere. Like, for me, you've got to have him run roughshod through some people. You've really got to have him kind of build up, because I have a feeling that we're about a week or so away from him getting a smack in the face to reality. And whoever that reality is, it's probably Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
And so you have to, like, give him momentum that matters. Give him momentum with people that we actually care enough about to where we're like, well, shit, you know, Drew McIntyre beat, sorry, I'm losing their names. You know, big, I, sorry, we just don't have enough big shows. like to bring back.
Well, Kane's busy. Yeah. Kane's busy right now being mayor.
Well, that's exactly my point. He's going to run through people to a point where it's not going to matter.
I don't think he is. I think he's going to cycle through working through Zelina's little stable back and forth. Seth Rollins is going to help him out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that, like, he's gonna get his little beat down because it's gonna come in waves. He's gonna get built up. He's gonna get beat down. He's gonna have to face that because you're gonna have to question the challenge of what he's gonna do at Money in the Bank when he's in like his main event, while everybody else is climbing the tower. So, I think that we're so prone to be very hyperbolic about what's happening moment to moment, and It may fizzle in the face and it may look bad and terrible. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. He just won the title. Let's make him like, let's have him beat people that matters. Cause I don't want him rolling out there with, you know, random local Orlandoian or even the list of people that just got cut, you know, cause we're going to talk about those people later, but there's some names that aren't working for the WWE anymore that you could have thrown out there that you could have run roughshod through, but does it matter? Like if he beats Zack Ryder, right?
And it would matter to Zack Ryder right now, but that's a whole
it would have
matter.
Yeah. But you know what I mean though? Like in terms of the story, what they're trying to tell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To go into the whole running out of people, I mean, look, we've seen it before. Like, they could run with Rollins through SummerSlam if they really want to. They've done it. Like, we can go Rollins at Money in the Bank, Rollins at, I don't know what's in June, Great Balls of Fire, I have no idea. Rollins at Extreme Rules, and then SummerSlam, you know, you got Randy Orton you could definitely run with. AJ Styles will probably be back by then. AJ ain't got a crew anymore, so AJ's going to need something to do. We've got so many options. You can, you know, come Royal Rumble, you can do a rematch with Brock Lesnar and then build to something for WrestleMania. You can shake things up at some point. There's plenty of opportunity and opposition for him. Little bonus topic before we move on and go into the quick hits section of the program where we're talking about the WWE releases. Sometimes in wrestling, there's a happy accident or an inadvertent breakout star. I think the inadvertent breakout star of this whole thing is going to be Zelina Vega. Like, she brilliant. Once she decided she didn't want to wrestle anymore, like, that was one of the greatest decisions she ever could have made. And she wasn't terrible as Rosita, but she definitely wasn't, you know, credible. And when she does wrestle on WWE now, she's a comedy act. But, I mean, I don't think she's done anything wrong in the past, like, since the turn of the year. Like, she is the perfect manager right now for what they need to do. And no crowd doesn't matter for Zelina Vega. Like, she is an absolutely brilliant performer and is just completely setting the world on fire with everything she does. And I think coming out of this, I think they're going to build Drew McIntyre, and I think he could be a huge deal. But I also think if they're smart with it, you could also have something really big in Zelina Vega.
Oh yeah, 100%. We were talking about talkers earlier. She's been fun. Put her on commentary.
She's done so well. She made Andrade forget he can speak English. So that was impressive. Like, he went full Nakamura and decided he wasn't going to speak English anymore.
But it's also a work of beauty that it's happening. You know, when it happens like this, when you're building multiple people up. I mean, I think Patrick had hit it right on the money as far as having him beat people that matter. But at the same time, you have a whole group of wrestlers and, you know, Zelina Vega as a manager that are really being catapulted to this big storyline. And that's going to do wonders for them in a way, like you said, that they probably wouldn't get without this situation. But I think that once they go, you know, back and there are crowds and you kind of go back to whatever normal looks like in this case, they're going to be made by then. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
So, Greg, I think it's Stomping Grounds is the
are they really going to do that again, though? Are they really going to go Stomping Grounds?
Well, so I'm on the page right now, looking through here. We got
you mean Wikipedia?
If it's just the WWE pay per view page, and just based on like logos and reading left to right, Royal Rumble, Super Showdown, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, Stomping Grounds, Extreme Rules, SummerSlam.
Wow.
They also have Clash of Champions, though, listed, which they are not. I mean, that's only been a network exclusive thing for
no, it's been a pay-per-view.
Right after. We call it a pay per view now?
Yeah, Clash of Champions is a
pay-per-view. I think about
Oh, no, sorry. I'm confusing with Stark Age.
Yeah,
I'm confusing with Stark. You're right.
WCW ripoff, though. It's okay.
Right, that's my fault.
Oh, no, you ruined it.
Nice try, though.
There you go. It was applicable.
Still no Halloween Havoc, though.
It's not going to happen.
Yes.
My witch is not come true.
It's not going to happen. Cody's going to buy the name. Cody's going to buy the name. So real quick, before we move on, is WWE successfully building a new major star? And I mean a Roman Reigns, John Cena, Randy Orton, Triple H level star in Drew McIntyre. Patrick.
Not yet.
Yes or no?
What?
Yes or no? Not yet. Yes or no?
No.
Miranda.
Yes.
I say yes too, and I say yes because of the guy. I think even if they do little things that are wrong, I feel like he's good enough to overcome. I really do. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I want to believe that's true. I do.
We'll find out. That's the great thing about this, right? We get to podcast when it happens. Either way, so we will be there. Okay, Miranda, now you can sell some T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts. You guys should go get them. They're great. No,
you did an amazing job there.
That is not the official plug.
They're flying off the shelves right now.
Flying off the shelves with that new promo.
I'm afraid
While you're listening to this podcast and maybe watching Power Slam TV, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own chair shot t-shirt. There are over 25 different designs available to you, including, of course, multiple use your head shirts, the second nerds, hashtag save tag team wrestling because it matters. And also, I got to plug in my own t-shirt, the Queen of Soft Style, all available in a variety of colors and, of course, styles. You can get it in soft style. A few extra dollars can go a long way. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own chair shot t-shirt.
Now let's compare to this.
Viva la raza!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Queen of Soft Style herself, Miranda Morales, co-host of Chairshot Radio and the host of the hashtag Miranda Show. And I'm here to tell you where you can find the best t-shirts around. Well, you can find them on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. There you can find over 25 different styles, designs, and colors, all in support of thechairshot.com. Don't forget to pick up your Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, but also you can pick up the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling, Baron Corbin Sucks, and the OG Chair Shot t-shirt. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own t-shirt today. Again, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. And don't forget, get it in soft style.
Yeah, I think it's good. Good both ways.
I actually wanted to do a special plug for the Chairshot Worldwide t-shirt today because there's been a Twitter exchange between Dave Bautista and Mick Foley recently about their favorite movie being Step Brothers, which is one of my favorite movies. Prestige Worldwide,
yep.
Chairshot Worldwide. I mean, there's some commonalities in there. So,
Dave,
yeah, if you love
me, Dave, I know you want to shimmy in the sun with all your friends, but right now, seriously, don't.
I'm sorry, guy. I just Batista. He's the star of the show.
Yes, Dave Bautista, Mick Foley, now best friends, doing karate in the garage. So. I mean,
so because of that, you should go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up the Chairshot Worldwide t-shirt. Because
Chairshot Worldwide.
Worldwide. Why not? You know, Patrick O'Dowd, you know why there's a worldwide shirt, don't you?
Worldwide.
It's a throwback to the days of the VOC Nation. That's right.
We also did in On the Planet.
On the Planet.
Which is not a shirt.
No, I might have to be, though. Might have to be. Oh, goodness. All right, so we're going to talk about the releases. You know, the topic is old now, right? That's the crazy thing about this cycle.
Right.
It happened last week on Wednesday, and we record the show on Tuesday. So basically, we're on day seven since these releases happened. So a billion and a half podcasts have already broken this down, like Pod is War, like the Outsider's Edge did a great job. They recorded an episode right there on Wednesday, and we released it Wednesday night over at
thechairshot.com. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
So I didn't want to bore everybody with the same old details, same old everything. So we're going to kick it old school today and bring back an old favorite to talk about the releases.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Bang.
So short answers, not a whole lot of discussion. We're going to rock through these questions because, you know, we're way off calendar. We're way off time scales right now. But that's what we do. And we're going to talk about the releases and just give you our perspective in a way that's at least somewhat new and unique.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Bang.
Hit number one, biggest surprise. Patrick O'Dowd, start us off.
For me, it was Zack Ryder. Just because of his work outside of just being a wrestler, like his, and I know a lot of that stuff was his own self-promotion, but he was very good for the company beyond his work in the ring. And I was surprised by that. He's a longstanding employee, and it was a little bit of a shock.
Miranda?
I would say Sarah Logan. Even though she was beat by Shayna Baszler last week, I mean, I thought that, Still, I was just really surprised to see her on that list. I think that they still have a lot of flexibility with the women's division, so she could have easily been able to fill in multiple slots and do a lot of work with her.
For me, it's Rusev. Like, Rusev not being there anymore is just a huge shock to me. And
I remember sending you that text.
Yeah, like Rusev? Like, really? Rusev? Like, I mean, I know he wasn't signing and there were all the issues with Rusev, but, you know, I love me some Rusev. I've written multiple articles about Rusev and it's really sad to see him go. Zack Ryder, by the way, made his first WWE appearance in 2005. How crazy is that? Signed with the company in 2006 and debuted on television in 2007. So, 13 year run. And
I think it's a good run.
It is a good run. And yeah,
can I add a beat to that though? Mike Chioda, like that surprised me too.
You know, he was hurt. I read, and that could have been like an early retirement thing. Like that's just where it goes into the whole. We don't know the details, which will come up here shortly. But yeah, Mike Chioda definitely surprised as well, along with Gallows and Anderson. But you know what? We only get one.
Bang! 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 Try and stop it.
Pushing the envelope a little bit, is this really as bad as the internet says it is? Patrick?
No, because it's what used to happen right after WrestleMania. It just feels worse because of the timing of it. And when you look into the fact that some of these people are going to get their jobs back because they're not released entirely, they're furloughed. It sucks. It's terrible. I'm not trying to minimize it. But this used to happen all the time. And it was a running joke. And then they started spreading it out and making it different. And so to have it come back this way, I think was shocking for folks.
Miranda?
I think of course it's bad for everyone who was let go. I do also think though, it was a bad look for WWE at this time. They were for a while looked at as, you know, really the bad guy because they let people go during this period right after they were declared an essential business by the state of Florida. And, you know, a lot of other things are happening behind the scenes that we don't know. But I would say, of course, it was bad for those who were let go, but also really bad as far as an image problem for WWE.
Yes and no. I think some of that, to me, I feel like the internet's overreacting. Like, this is happening everywhere. WWE is just as susceptible as any other large company who, look, they've adjusted their taping schedule. They're not running any live shows till at least July at this point, based on the taping schedule they've put together. And, dude, their thoughts out there that you're not going to see large crowds, like an arena-sized crowd, until January. that's a huge part of WWE's business. We don't know what advertising revenue looks like, if the TV deals have been adjusted at all. It wouldn't surprise me if they have been. There's a lot going on here. They're a publicly traded company, too. And you know what? You can't just say the big old F you to the stock price, because if it goes down too far, you're screwed. And you know what? The XFL is a factor as well. When it was revealed they had a part ownership in it, they had to do something. And unfortunately, earnings releases come out, I think, later this week. Like, yeah, it's just part of the business. And that's the thing. I had a conversation with somebody on Twitter, because I actually went on there after this because I wanted to see what the chatter was. It hurts because a lot of people still don't look at WWE like a business. They look at it like, basically, if you think about a wrestling fan, as weird as it sounds, we have a relationship with the WWE. We have a relationship with pro wrestling. And we don't view it as a business, but it is a business. And this was a business decision. It was a tough decision. Yeah, they used to do it every year, but never this big. 26 talents and so many more.
Right.
It's huge. But yeah, this is, it's a business.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it.
Same order, Patrick, Miranda, Greg. Patrick, who has the most potential in this lot leaving WWE?
It's got to be EC3 for me. I mean, the guy changes Twitter handle to Central Character the Third right off the bat and is trying to take a ball and make some lemonade out of some lemons there. And I'm all for it. I like it. Like the workout video he put out there and just not calling himself the victim. He's already reinventing himself and moving forward. And that's something special.
Should have done it a year ago. Miranda.
Ooh. I want to say Rusev. I think people were missing him for a while. I mean, he was off TV, so there's already a fan base that just love to see him on TV in any capacity. But, I mean, he's incredibly smart. He's also very funny. I mean, he could be a serious character. He could be funny. I mean, he could do it all. And physically, I mean, he's, over the past, you know, few years, has gotten into incredible shape. So the man can go in the ring. And I think that he has a lot of potential no matter where he goes.
Look, if there is a God, Rusev will go to New Japan. Like, please send Rusev, whatever his real name is, to New Japan. Please. Yes. Please send Rusev to New, like, so much potential. He can be funny later, and he will be when he's back in WWE years down the road, but send him to New Japan. My answer would have been Rusev, but I want to be different. I'm going to say Carl Anderson. Like, I am ready for Carl Anderson to actually do something in this business, and I feel like he can. I don't believe he's going to Japan. If you pay really close attention to Luke Gallows and Anderson's social media, they're just paying homage to everywhere they have worked in the past. He relocated over here with his family. I don't know that he's going to go back to Japan. We'll see. I could see those guys going to any number of places. It's not even on here, but I don't see a whole lot of people going to AEW because they already stopped spending money. So this is kind of goes into, you know, you look at, you know, Drew McIntyre left the company, came back, came a world champion. Jinder Mahal left the company, came back as a world champion. Everybody makes a joke about Heath Slater, but your real answer, which one of these releases is a future world champion in WWE? Patrick.
Well, see, that's the obvious one for me with Rusev. That's why I didn't say Rusev in the last one, because I think he's a future world champion in the WWE. I think he comes back.
Miranda.
I mean, obviously, there's a formula to this. It's Heath Slater. I mean, the prophecy must be fulfilled. You get released, you go on to the world, you become a badass, you come back, and you win a world championship. So, I mean, this is the final piece. I'm feeling like this is almost like, you know, Indiana Jones. Like, there's a prophecy that's fulfilled that this is the last member standing, and he'll come back and win a world title.
Here comes the big dog.
I don't think it's going to happen. Sorry, Heath. I don't think
history is saying otherwise.
Yeah, but it's only significant because it's worked for two guys. I don't think it's going to work for Heath. We'll see, though. I will gladly be wrong. You just never know. Who would have thought? You could have predicted Drew McIntyre. You couldn't have predicted Jinder. I mean, I did. But I did after he came back and started getting a push. I didn't predict Jinder when he got released that he was going to come back and be a world champion. I don't think anybody did that. But, yeah, you just never know. I honestly, of the whole lot, I can't think of anyone besides Rusev, to be 100% honest with you. Now, I didn't. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. I spent all this time getting the stupid soundbite and then didn't play it.
Bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang.
Bang. I didn't want to phrase this like, who are you glad is gone? Because, you know, people get mad about that. Who will you not miss from this group?
Kurt Hawkins.
Miranda?
I got nothing.
just the one.
That's it. I'm not going to miss Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, man. That's hard. Because I think everyone has their elements. Oh, and I feel like this goes against the grain to everything that is in my...
It's a quick hit.
No. Just answer the question.
Primo and Epico.
Whoa! You won't miss Primo and Epico.
I said it.
Wow. I said it. Now I see why you're saying it goes against the grain. I won't miss most of them. Like, seriously, this is the hard part. In all honesty, a lot of these guys, men and women, needed to go. Like, a lot of them weren't doing anything. Like, I know everyone's all mad and whatever, but, you know, 6 months ago, people were saying, release Mike Bennett and let him go. And poor Mike Bennett was like, yeah, I wanted to get released, but then when they released me, I didn't want to get released. Like, you know, be careful what you wish for, because it just might happen, and it did. See you in Ring of Honor here in the next couple months.
He's also not throwing a big pity party over it, though.
No, like, he's not.
Like, he and Maria moved on. They got a new podcast that they're going to start doing.
It's actually just their old podcast that they restarted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Exactly.
You know who I do feel bad for, though? Honestly, it is Drake Maverick. Like, and not just because he posts
he's not. I'm telling you right now. The video is emotional. Everyone thinks, look, he's going to be on the bump this week. I bet he's the first one to come back.
Like, I bet he is too.
I bet by the end, before his third match is over, I think he's back. Like, everyone's saying Sarah Logan because everyone's going to bat for her. Look, I'm sorry. Sarah Logan, not that good. Like, doesn't need to come back. Go to Impact. But I think Drake Maverick's going to come back. I really think he's going to be the first one to come back.
I really hope so, because, like, the video kind of put it over, but he was one of the you talk about somebody who has potential that I don't know that they even came close to tapping. It's Drake Maverick, like, without question. You could have him continue his authority role. You had him in that cruiserweight tournament. You could have done so much with him, and we just never saw it through.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I think Drake Maverick, I would love to see him come back. But honestly, like, No Way Jose wasn't doing anything. Like so many of these talents, like, I was surprised by Rusev, Gallows and Anderson, you know, a little bit by Ryder, but honestly, he hasn't done anything since he and Hawkins lost the titles after WrestleMania 35 last year. Like, they just, a lot of these people needed to go, and it just, you know, it sucks because of the time frame, but if you remove COVID-19 and the coronavirus, a lot of this actually makes sense from a business standpoint, which, you know, it is a business as much as it sucks to talk about right now, but it is. And that's your quick hits.
It's time for another edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
It's all you, Miranda.
Baron Corbin should get used to wrestling in empty arenas, because no one is going to pay to see him because he sucks.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Baron Corbin Sucks.
Gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
3 minute warning is kind of funny on the rundown. I said 3 minute warning, 5 minutes. Just didn't even think twice about that either. Didn't even see the irony in it. We talked about COVID-19. Obviously, it's a big theme of every show because it's a big theme of the world we're in. Even, you know, talked about this a little bit as we were going through, but we'll pose the question, all three of you. What is the next major wrestling event to take place in front of a huge crowd of fans? Patrick O'Dowd.
Any company or in the WWE?
Any company.
Because, I mean, I'm going to say...
In the United States.
In the United States. So I will say that it's going to happen next year. It's not going to happen. That we will not have another arena show, I don't think, the rest of this year. I just don't buy it. I think I'm going to actually take the longest of probably the shots. I'm going to go WrestleMania 37.
Miranda?
Whew, that's a good question. Part of me is optimistic and would, it may not be a big stadium like maybe originally planned for SummerSlam, but maybe some kind of condensed version of SummerSlam. May, I don't know. But at this point, if it just feels further and further out. So maybe beginning of 2021, you know, Royal Rumble. I feel like the new year is going to be a point where you can cut and start off fresh.
You know, Royal Rumble in Tampa sounds like a really good idea to me just because of everything that happened with WrestleMania. And that's where you announced that they're also getting WrestleMania 38. I thought SummerSlam for the longest time. But I don't think it's going to be SummerSlam. I'll throw a shade of optimism in there, though. I'll go Survivor Series. I'll split the difference a little bit. Not really splitting the difference because WrestleMania is way further away. I'll go Survivor Series, and it's probably going to be a mistake. So that's what I'll say about that. Last question. We'll start with Miranda and then go to Patrick and me. Will the empty arena strategy that the WWE is using now do any long-term damage to the product?
I don't think it's going to do long-term damage to the product itself. I think the whole situation is going to have a negative impact on the product. There's probably going to be less people who go to shows, period. And I don't think that has anything to do with empty arenas. I just think that has to do with, you know, what the new world is going to look like once places start reopening. And now people are just much more conscious about their health and the proximity within, you know, their areas and to other people.
Patrick?
No, I don't. I agree with Miranda that I don't think it'll do long-term damage. If you haven't listened to 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff, though, I do agree with one of the things that he said as far as a strategy, and that he said if he was going to do this, like, and he was navigating a company, he would have pulled them off TV for a while. And the idea being this concept of an absence makes the heart grow fonder. I actually think that the first arena show, whatever it is that comes back, is going to be off the chain loud and insane, no matter if it's social distances or not. I think fans, for as much as they want to gripe about the WWE, they love wrestling. They love this industry. They're going to come back and embrace it hard when it's time to come back.
First off, Eric Bischoff says he would have pulled him off TV, but he would have been working for his TV network that would have not allowed that. So it's easy for him to say that now.
I agree that it's a fantasy fantasy. Thing
it is,
but I like the idea.
Yeah, I know you do. Honestly, I'm gonna say yes. I do think the empty arena strategy is gonna do long term damage to the WWE product. If it goes as long as we think it's gonna go, maybe not SummerSlam, but if it goes to Survivor Series or it goes to WrestleMania or Royal Rumble, I think then this, because everybody talked about the new normal, but I don't think this is normal for any of us right now. Like, this is still feels temporary to a lot of people. But eventually we're going to cross that bridge to where it does feel normal. And when it does, people are going to start to get out of this mode. The rating is going to drop more. And it's going to be harder to get people back. And I think if this were to turn around by SummerSlam, I think people come back in full force, right? But if this doesn't turn around until Royal Rumble, I think there's going to be a ramping up period. I don't know if we're going to get to 1992 to 94 levels of bad, but I don't know that it's going to come back full force and fierce right away. I think WrestleMania, depending on if it still happens at SoFi Stadium, if the damn stadium's even done by then, who knows? Because they've had to stop multiple times because people who work on the stadium keep contracting the coronavirus. It could be that could be a hindrance to what they're trying to do. But WrestleMania itself, I think it's they're going to need WrestleMania next year. They're going to need it in an arena, stadium, something. Oh, and I think that's what's going to bring things back.
It's the comp to the NCAA in college football. Like that is a bell cow. You need your bell cow.
Well, for all we know, next year WrestleMania, the Final Four, and the BCS or the College Football National Championship will be on the same weekend. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of Chair Shot Radio. Right after this, we are going to be recording the hashtag Miranda Show. Miranda, what can people expect from this week's edition of the hashtag You Show?
This week on the hashtag Miranda Show, we got a theme going on. We're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about the recent developments on WWE announcing this new style for Money in the Bank, and not so much the change in the match itself, but in the environment. And we're going to be talking about some fun money topics.
Patrick, bandwagon nerds, like you said, drop today, Tuesday, when we're recording this over at thechairshot.com. What's on the show? I mean, I read the script. What's on the show?
Yeah, the fellas, we continued the video game project. We're in week two, which was dropping our number 40 to 31 video games, console video games, as we break down our top 50 of all time. And then a bunch of other nerdy stuff, basically what's going on in the nerdosphere.
Of course, the brand new redo edition of the Greg DeMarco Show dropped this morning over at thechairshot.com, one day later than I wanted to, but that's what happens. All spawned by an interview with Kevin Gill. Kevin Gill actually appeared on this show like 7 years ago to promote some movie
festival
or something like that. He and I talked about that as part of the interview. It was literally something that was arranged during the show. I remember, like, and I actually talked, and the person that arranged it was Dom Vitale, and Dom and I were texting about it as well. Spent nearly an hour with Kevin. It was only planned for 30 minutes. And he's really excelled in three industries: pro wrestling, music, and video games. We talked about two of them, and it's not pro wrestling. So check it out. It's a lot of fun. A bunch of PMAs. That's what he's all about. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. And yeah, I got two other guests already booked for interviews coming up, and it's suddenly becoming a thing. So Miranda Morales is at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. No Twitter, because she's a Twitterless heroine. Patrick O'Dowd at the wrestling, just at wrestling realist. WrestlingRealist. I am at Chairshot Greg. You can go over to thechairshot.com/Greg DeMarco. Find all those links, including the free email newsletter. Sign up for it. It's a lot of fun, and we'll have a lot more fun next week right here on Chairshot Radio. Dave, take us home.
Dave, it's me, Dave. I know you want to shimmy in the sun with all your friends, but right now...
Seriously, don't.
Hang out from home, where pants are optional. You can do it for America.